Hello, and welcome to Taekwon Don't, The Shame Chronicles. I'm your host, Kyle.
And I'm Melanie.
Previously known as the Two Sibs podcast, the Unnamed podcast, Voldemort's podcast, etc. So I guess let's get started. Obviously, we finally decided on a name. It wasn't really anything that we had previously discussed on the podcast. I don't really want to go into it in too much detail. I think the name kind of speaks for itself, especially if you listened to last week's episode. Really, all I want to say about it is I don't really feel like it's necessarily an insult to people who like Taekwondo. Taekwondo is great. All martial arts are great, as long as you're doing it for sort of the right reasons, right? Like,
right.
It could be like a good hobby. You know, it's a good source of exercise. I think the problem is when you go into it thinking that it's going to make you cooler outside of, you know, the martial arts class.
Right.
Which I think we probably both fell victim to that line of reasoning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so again, I don't want to, I don't want anyone to think that we're anti-Taekwondo or anti-martial arts. We're just sort of, we've come to the conclusion that Taekwondo and martial arts don't necessarily make you cooler.
Right.
Okay. So, moving on, last week, we sort of talked about, we touched on the subject of sort of realizing whether or not you're doing something embarrassing sort of while you're doing it. And mm-hmm. I think I said that my sense of embarrassment was fairly honed. Mm-hmm. And I sort of implied that any time I did something embarrassing, I knew while I was doing it. And I think that maybe that's sort of a misrepresentation of what actually happens. So let me try to, I don't know, rephrase this a little bit. I think it's less of an awareness of doing something embarrassing and more of a constant fear that what I'm doing might be embarrassing, even though I don't necessarily know you know, at the time, if what I'm doing is embarrassing.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Clearly, you know, having this this fear hasn't kept me from doing anything embarrassing.
Right.
As we discussed in the last episode. Sometimes I feel like this fear is a little bit consuming. Like, it bleeds over into my dreams a lot.
Uh-huh.
I had this dream maybe a year ago, where I was sort of back in middle school, except it wasn't really middle school. It was like almost like I was in an alleyway, and like all of my classmates were on top of the buildings on either side of me,
okay,
looking down. And I had like a rubber ball that I had to kick, you know, just like a drop kick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. We're playing a game or something. And I went to kick it, and I just completely missed. And then all of my friends and peers on both sides of the buildings, on either side of me, just sort of started laughing and pointing at me. And then I woke up.
So they were, like, totally judging you because they were, like, above you and laughing at you.
Yeah, and this is a dream I had, you know, relatively recently. I feel like at this point in my life, I don't let the embarrassing things that I do sort of get to me as much as I used to.
Right.
I feel like, you know, I'm able to let things go a little bit easier now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I woke up after having that dream and I was like, man, what the hell? Why am I so insecure today?
It reminds me of when you're like walking along and you trip over like nothing. And then there's that moment, right, when you're like, clearly people saw me. They know that I just tripped. But do you just keep walking and pretend it didn't happen, because that's kind of embarrassing? Or or do you, like, you know, sort of laugh and look around and be like, oh, hey, you know, like, oh, I just tripped over nothing. Sort of like inviting people to laugh at you.
I feel like the sort of inviting people to laugh at you is better than sort of pretending it didn't happen and them laughing at you because you don't want to be embarrassed by it.
Yeah. I recently had a conversation with some friends about this, about sort of the idea that when people fall, you can't help but laugh. And I don't feel that, like, that's not true for me. When people fall, like, I don't laugh at them. I don't like think that that's inherently funny, I guess.
Sure.
But when I fall, I am fully aware that that is other people's initial reaction. And I was walking along, this was like last semester or two semesters ago, but I have a habit of reading while walking, so I trip a lot. And I was walking across campus, going into a building, and I was reading a book while reaching for the door to open it. and there was, you know, those little stoppers that, like, if you push the door all the way back into it, it'll hold the door open. Uh-huh. It's like a little tiny thing that sticks up out of the ground sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, I was fully aware of my surroundings. Like, I was looking above my book and could see where the door was and all this stuff, but I did not see the little, like, inch tall stopper thing.
Uh-huh.
And I just, like, caught my toes right underneath the edge of it and fell into the door. Like, as I was trying to pull the door open, I fell into it and closed it. And there were definitely people around who saw this, and I was sort of just like, oh, haha. And then I just, like, ran inside the building. So, I don't know. It was just a funny story of me falling, but I don't tend to laugh when other people fall. I guess, I don't know, maybe that makes me better than other people. I don't know.
It probably does. I think I'm a laugher when it comes to people falling or doing mm-hmm. something clumsy.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, considering that I'm like you, I think I'm relatively clumsy. I trip over things. Sometimes I'll just, like, trip over my own feet. It's not necessarily that I, like, tripped over a curb or something.
Right.
Yeah, so I probably should be more like you and not laugh at people in that situation.
But the thing is, I don't really mind when other people laugh at me, so I'm not sure why I'm so sensitive of, like, when other people fall. I instantly just feel terrible for them. And I'm always like, actually, it kind of goes to a mean place, because people fall, and then I look around, and other people are laughing at them, and I'm like, oh, don't laugh at them, you know, like, oh, that's so mean, and then I instantly think to the person, why'd you fall? Like, why'd you fall and make these people laugh at you? And then make me feel bad that they're laughing at you, so, I don't know.
This is sort of similar to the situation where, like, let's say you and your friends are say leaving school or something, and you're going sort of to the parking lot where your cars are, and
right.
as you're leaving the building, you say, okay, we'll see you later, but then you guys have to sort of walk together for the next, like, 30 yeah. seconds.
Right.
I always feel like it's best to say something just about that situation.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is awkward, now we have to walk together for 30 seconds. But it's always, like, even more awkward if you or the other person sort of starts up another conversation.
Yeah.
That lasts longer than that 30-second walk.
Yeah.
Because when you get to the point where you actually have to part ways, you're like, well, I don't know if you were done yet, but see you tomorrow.
Yeah. It's a tricky thing, man.
Yeah. Okay. On the topic of embarrassment, and this is sort of going back to the segment that we started last episode. that we called Kyle Apologizes for Something He Said. I'm going to change this a little bit to Kyle Apologizes for Something He Did.
Okay.
And basically what this is last week when we played the call-in calls, I attributed the first call to Javier, which I must have sort of predetermined that the call was from him because I read the Google text translation and it said something about Florida. It said it had a slight misspelling of my wife's name, who he used to work with. And so I just assumed that it was him. Now,
right.
It wasn't really him. this was, I guess, an acquaintance of mine and a friend of yours, and I guess he's sort of related to you now.
Yeah, he's my brother-in-law.
Yeah, brother-in-law, and that's Steven. So I feel like I have to make two apologies. The first one to Steven for saying that his call was from Javier, and the second one to Javier for pretending that he called in.
Yeah.
So, yeah. stuff happens. Sorry, guys. Next time, I recommend that you give us your name. And then we won't have that problem.
What's funny is that in that call, neither Florida nor Lauren were actual words that were said.
I know. I pretty much completely forgot about what the Google text translation was. Yeah, as soon as it happened. So, yeah. So I apologize. Hopefully it won't happen again. And also, if you call in and tell us how you're related to us, as we discussed last time, that will also help alleviate this problem.
Right.
Okay. So you guys are listening to the Taekwondo Don't Shame Chronicles podcast. We'll be back in just a second.